Back here at Larks Park, 1-0 Fort A State. The 21st ranked Tigers lead it over the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State here at Pack the Park weekend, a best of three series. Fort A State feels like they might need all three of them to continue their lead in first place right now in the MIAA, but obviously a tough task with this Bearcat team who is also fighting for seeding and a trip to Joplin to play in the MIAA tournament. 6-7-8 for Fort A State. Cesar Saavedra, the catcher, will lead things off. And Ben Hogg back out there for the bottom of the fourth inning. He had arguably his best inning in the third. First pitch swinging by Saavedra into left center. Back goes the center fielder Newman, and it is gone. Cesar Saavedra hits his second homer, his first since March 16th, and he jumps all over the first pitch fastball and makes it 2-0 Tigers.
Almost the same exact spot of Elliot Herman's, and you're right, he was ready for that one. Jumps on the first pitch. Maybe not quite as towering as Elliott's, but it does the job at two home runs and a 2-0 Tiger lead.
So right after I was talking about Hogg having his best inning, one pitch and one run, and the Tigers double this lead in the bottom of the fourth, 2-0. Now Derek Woolwine, left-handed hitting left fielder, will take a pitch down 1-0. He struck out his first time up. It was the second strikeout for Haug. And since then, he has tallied three. There's a ball down low, 2-0, right below Woolwine's knees. Derek hitting over 300, one of the several Tigers with that mark. And there's a little off-speed pitch taken right at the knees for strike one, 2-1. Woolwine from Boulder, Colorado, played at Northeast Community College. He pops this one up into shallow right field. Bowers, the second baseman, going into shallow right, and he will make the catch for the first out here at the bottom of the fourth. So Woolwine got that high fastball, but that was a little bit too high for him to do any damage with it. And he hits the routine pop-up to bring up the shortstop, Cooper Howell. And Howell, he also jumped on a first-pitch fastball, and he hit one hard into right field for a single. He ended up getting stranded, though, when the Tigers left the bases loaded back in the bottom of the second. Al, little check swing, and he does go around. It was a slider, and we've seen a couple swings like that now today on that pitch from Haug.
Yeah, they appealed down to first, and it looked up here like he went around, and Tyler Wilson, the umpire, confirmed.
So no balls and a strike. There's that same pitch, this time a little bit outside. And it's 1-1.
That slider's been a good pitch tonight for Haug.
He's definitely used it for the majority, and he tried to get Herman out with it in that second inning, but that was the pitch that Herman hit over the fence. 1-1. There's that pitch again, and he swings and misses. 1-2.
I think he went just to the well one too many times with that slider against Herman.
So Cooper Howell in his last nine games has now hit safely in his last 10 games. He's 16 for his last 31. There's a slider check swung. He did not go around this time. It's 2-2. In fact, the catcher, Miles, went and tagged Howell like it was a drop third strike, and he did go around. But 2-2 the count. One away, 2-0, 4 days leads, bottom of the fourth. Haug out of the windup. There's a breaking ball hit on the ground of the shortstop. Huff to his left. Fields throws on the run, and he gets Howell out for the second out of this fourth inning. So two gone to bring up the bottom of the order, Sebastian Burgos. Burgos trying to make up for his three-pitch strikeout his last time up when there was runners in scoring position. There was first and third when he waved at a third pitch strike. Here's the first pitch from Haug. Fastball upstairs, 1-0. Burgos, as we had talked about, has not played in every game so far. There's a swing and a miss, 1-1 on the heater. Burgos getting his 11th start of the season. An 18th game played for the Florida native. There's a 1-1 fastball. It's chopped foul down that right field line. And now he's down at the count 1-2. Haug with 5 strikeouts. He fanned 1 in the last half inning, or last inning in the third. The 1-2 is a breaking ball called strike 3. Haug gets Burgos for the second time here tonight. But the Tigers do get a run on the Cesar Saavedra homer. We go to the fifth. 2-0 Fort Hays State leads on the Tiger Sports Network, built by PwC.